Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle, and we're catching up with Coach Jeff McMartin of the Central College football team as the Dutch are closing in on opening day, Central and Illinois Wesleyan, to kick things off here on the first Saturday of September. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. How is your summer? And I guess maybe more importantly, how have these first couple of weeks been as you and your team get ready here for 2025?
We had a really good summer, you know, as with everybody, busy, but a lot of good things happened and, you know, kind of getting prepared for the season. And I think that the preseason so far has gone very, very well. You know, we've gotten a lot of work in and our team is starting to kind of come together as a team, just, you know, culturally in an environment that's, you know, got trust and discipline and a little bit of toughness thrown in there. And so those have been really good things for us and kind of where we're at right now.
Now, we left off last season talking about the fact that the expectation with this program is to be, you know, championship caliber program. How are you laying the foundation with this year's team as you, you know, embark on that effort here this season?
Well, I mean, I think some of it is, you know, really trying to create the identity of who we are, what we are, and, you know, rep that out, get the experience in those areas so that we have confidence. I think playing with confidence is a big thing. I think it's also something that, you know, pushing guys, getting them out of their comfort zones a little bit, doing hard things. That's an important thing for us. I feel like when we got into the toughest situations, not every player was at their best, and we will need them to be, and we want to continue to grow those areas so that these men, when they do get into challenging situations throughout their life, they feel like they can respond well. And so we've challenged them a little bit more in practice than maybe we have the last couple of years. Overall, collectively, I think certain coaches are always challenging guys, which is great. But it's been a harder camp for these guys, and that's, I think, a good thing.
Let's just kind of go around the field here a little bit and start on the offensive side. What are some things that we're really paying attention to and just kind of the general state of the offense here in the preseason?
Well, I think, you know, see how Hunter Hoffman comes out at quarterback. You know, like, is he where he was at the end of the year or maybe as a sophomore, or is it different? I think you're going to see him take another step. I think you're going to see him improved significantly from where he was last year. And so it's been a lot of hard work on his part and Coach Horowitz, you know, kind of getting him ready, but I do think he's ready for that moment. You know, Cam Schulte at wide receiver, Keegan Glover at wide receiver, and then Tate Jaworski, who's a freshman. Those are guys that have played a lot in the spring and looked good. Our tight end situation is really up in the air. We have to continue to develop that spot. And then offensive line-wise, too, it's very much a work in progress, and we want somebody to step up in those areas. We're going to need them to. Running back, you know, having Jace Grinder back, Cody Klein, I mean, those are two really good running backs. And then, you know, we've continued to grow that expectation role as well. So I think you should expect us to score points. I think you should expect us to move the ball. And I think that at times it can be challenging to do that.
We're visiting with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team, as we get ready for the start of the 2025 season. Let's go to the other side of the ball, defense. This was the number one scoring unit in the country in 2025. What do you expect out of Coach Hodges and his unit in his second year as DC?
Yeah, I think that we can expect that we'll play very similarly to last year. Now, everybody's going to have a year off to take a crack at us. They've all had the off season to really study our film and learn more about us, and you know, you expect that. But our guys have got to take a step up. I think that overall they've played really hard and have worked to take that step up. And, you know, I think that you're going to see a team that plays really good defense. You know, our starting corners are both outstanding. You know, Gavin Smith and Ben DeMilner, and then Cole Clark up the middle at linebacker has been really good. Our defensive line's got a lot of seniors on it that have all played quite a bit of football and have done a really good job. And so you add that to sprinkling in new players, and we should expect that to be good on defense.
And then special teams, what's kind of the lay of the land there, and how are you putting those pieces together here in the waning days of camp?
Well, kicker, punter, snapper are all going to be new. So we got to protect. We've got to do a great job in returns. We've got to do a great job in coverage to kind of give these guys some room to grow and get better. But Andrew Mohan kicked force against Cole last year, did a great job. I think he'll be very good at kicker, field goals, extra points, kickoffs. He's got a strong leg. He's very accurate. And then at punter, it's kind of a wide open race right now, kind of a four-man race. And they just got to keep getting reps and keep getting better. And then we'll see who's left standing when it's over.
And then just kind of big picture, Coach, what are your expectations out of this year's team? I know it's very much game by game, but we're not quite in the season yet. So as we look big picture, what are you expecting or hoping from this year's team?
Well, I mean, I think that it's important that they know we have high expectations for them, that we haven't lowered anything or that we, you know, don't expect them to play at a high level. We do. We have high expectations. I think anytime, you know, you want to be exceptional, you've got to put yourself in exceptional situations and challenge yourself. And, you know, the other message that we've given our team this year is, you know, it's not about the kind of what we do as much as it's about how we do it. And so I think we've really focused on improving our guys, being disciplined, taking care of the little things and helping them understand, like, they are what is going to be, you know, the success or lack of it about our football team. And that's not coaches excusing themselves from their role or anything else, but like they're the ones on the field making plays. If they catch the ball, if they block with their hands inside and don't get a holding call, if they make tackles and don't miss them, they're in the right coverages, zones, flats, that area. Like we're gonna be really good. Like we're gonna be a tough out for anybody, and I wouldn't sleep on us. At the same time, like it is gonna come from them, and they've got to kind of learn how they're getting themselves like motivated, worked up, ready to go, passionate about the game on a Saturday, and then how they're gonna do the rest of the week as well, because those are important answers to playing your best football.
Lastly, Illinois Wesleyan on the road, Randolph-Macon, a new look at home, and then, you know, the typical American Rivers Conference schedule. What does the schedule line up like, in your opinion, Coach?
I mean, it's a tough start for us. Illinois Wesleyan is a whole new coaching staff, offense, defense, head coach, everybody. So there's no film that you can just sit there and be like, well, we can expect this or that like we were able to do last year as far as like knowing kind of a little bit about what they're going to do. You have to really work on you and know who you are, and you've got to come in and be ready for anything. And that's kind of been our premise for this. Then Randolph-Macon home, I mean, they were in the Final Four 2 years ago. They're a well-coached team. They're a good football team. They're going to be guys, obviously, that'll be able to run around and make plays. And so we've got to get ready for that. And then our first conference game is against Luther up at Luther. And we, you know, it's their last year in the league, and we want to make sure that we send them out the right way. So, you know, that's kind of the start of our conference and our season.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Central and Illinois Wesleyan to kick things off on September 6th. And, of course, we will have live play-by-play of every Central game on 92.1 KRLS and the home games on the Central Dutch Network. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.